right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And now through the end of August, our friends at the Original Oyster House have another chance for you to win. Well, I mean, you're a winner when you go check out dinner, lunch at the Original Oyster House. But if you're there for dinner, there for supper time, and you happen to be there around sunset, it's a great time to take a picture of a sunset from either the Causeway location or the Gulf Shores location of the Original Oyster House and post that picture up on the Facebook page, facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. And in doing that, if you win, hey, you win dinner for two and a bag of great prizes from the Original Oyster House, tote bag filled with goodies. This runs through August 31st. You got to be 18 years old or older and visit either Original Oyster House location during sunset, snap that photo, and then post it to facebook.com/Original Oyster House. And they said, yeah, you can politic for yourself after you put it up on their Facebook page. You can tag, share it with friends, get people to vote for you on there, and hopefully get you across the finish line and win. Now through August 31st, go to the Original Oyster House, take that sunset picture, and post it up at facebook.com/Original Oyster House. 7:09, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I'm still stuck on our conversation about Wham. I must admit,
you said there were two members. It was George Michael and Andrew Ridgely. There was not a third member of Wham.
George Michael's hair back then, my goodness.
There was not, you know, I mean, I would not categorize myself as an expert in Wham. I'm an expert in a lot of music groups over the years. Wham would not be one of them, but just just casual knowledge of Wham would tell me that would be George Michael and Andrew Ridgely.
Okay,
right?
Okay. Thank you. This is why I hang out with you. Right. I learn all this great stuff. All right, let's get you caught up on your headlines. This is a very strange headline that we've been talking about since last hour. It happened in Theodore. A man told police his home was booby-trapped with explosives. After investigating the situation, the man, who we now call a suspect, was arrested Tuesday after it was deemed that there was zero risk to the public and after multiple law enforcement agencies had to respond. Home is located on Linda Smith Drive, and once the suspect claimed that the home was rigged with explosives, officers immediately had to evacuate the surrounding area. Property owner says that they rented that mobile home to the suspect, and now they're worried about him bonding out and coming back. The homeowners, they confirmed that, yes, they will evict him and that, quote, we don't want crazy people like that living here. The captain, Paul Burt, of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the suspect does have a history of domestic violence. And, Sean, you were saying how during the Facebook Live video, you know, because the obvious question is, you know, how many resources were
used? So they have to secure the area, right? They have to make sure nobody can come in there. Then you have to have bomb squad from MPD's bomb squad was called out. You have to have all those people. And Captain Birch was saying during that yesterday, he said this took a ton of resources away from the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department. You know, when you have to bring that many people, you have deputies or officers that are supposed to be different places are now there.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, it's a real drain on resources.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And then from a safety standpoint, I mean, let's just talk about that. People living in the nearby neighborhood, they can't access their home.
Right.
Ugh. Okay, so that's that story. And then there's this. Did you know Primetime is coming to Mobile to bring awareness to a pretty important cause? Of course, Deion Sanders is Primetime. He will be the featured speaker for the Salvation Army of Coastal Alabama's annual luncheon, so mark your calendar, August 29th at the Battle House. Salvation Army has been serving Mobile and Baldwin County since 1887. They offer shelter, assistance, and recovery to those in need. So the former NFL MLB star will participate in the moderated question and answer session at the luncheon. It begins at noon, and as you know, if you're a huge fan of his, he's still on TV on the NFL Network and CBS Sports. If you're interested in sponsorship, you can call 251-459-6143, and if you're interested in tickets, that information will be released at a later date. But just wanted to put that on your calendar for you if you're a big fan of the Salvation Army and a big fan of Prime Time. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 713 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, a story. Well, Dalton, you're going to be mad because it's a Florida man story. I hate to take away something from 6.5 stories on Friday, but there's a guy in Florida who figured maybe he had found the greatest loophole ever to DUI laws.
Oh, really?
He thought he had it. He pled his case. I'll tell you what he said and how it worked out for him.
The great thing about Florida man stories, you never run out.
No, that's true. It is the, just like the springs there bring fresh water to the surface, the people there bring fresh stories to our radio station. 713. Be
this
right back.
This is my morning.
Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. The man accused of beating and attempting to rape a woman in a downtown parking garage is expected in court. Police say 43-year-old Douglas Dunson approached the woman last month as she was getting out of her car inside the RSA Tower parking garage. Prosecutors are expected to lay out some of their case against Dunson. A former agent with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement will spend the rest of his life in prison. Charles McMullen was sentenced to life in prison yesterday on charges of sex crimes against children. The state's attorney's office says there were four victims, all under the age of 12. Two of the victims were foster children of McMullen's. The other two were neighbors. Daphne police are looking for the man who stole guns from a home. Police had warrants for 19-year-old Dimitri Trotter for some minor charges, but he made things worse when he took off from his friend's house and for the next couple of hours ran through yards, jumped fences, and actually ran through one woman's house. Trotter is a suspect in a burglary of a home where two handguns were stolen. He now faces additional charges and remains on the run. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Good morning, 717 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. And now it's time for the sports report. The Mobile City Council announced Tuesday that they'll hold off on voting whether or not to help fund the proposed on-campus football stadium at the University of South Alabama. The vote was on the agenda for yesterday's city council meeting, but has been delayed until at least July the 31st. District 2 Councilman LaVon Manzi said yesterday that he does not want the council to vote until he's able to meet with residents of the Maysville community. Manzi's holding that meeting on July 23rd to talk to the community about the future of Ladd Peebles Stadium. The university has asked both the city and county of Mobile to help with funding of the stadium by paying $10 million each. In return, the university will also pay the city $2.5 million to help renovate or redevelop Ladd. The county has also yet to decide whether they will help with funding. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-2 yesterday. Pensacola took a 2-1 lead in the first inning when second baseman Shed Long hit a two-run home run, followed by the Wahoos' Aristides Aquino hitting a solo home run in the third inning. Mobile loaded the bases and added a score in the ninth inning, but Pensacola held on for the win. Tonight, the final game of the four-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is scheduled for 6:35. University of Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced Tuesday that junior linebacker Terrell Lewis suffered a torn ACL in training last week. Saban said that Lewis underwent surgery on the tear yesterday, and it's unknown how long he is expected to be out. Lewis has had a tough run over the last year. Last season, he missed 10 games after suffering a torn ligament in Alabama's season-opening win against Florida State. Later Tuesday on Twitter, Lewis announced that his surgery went well. In the World Cup on Tuesday, France beat Belgium 1-0 and will play in the World Cup final for the first time since 2006.
France, for the third time, reached the final. There is the final whistle. France has punched the first ticket to Sunday's World Cup final.
France's Samuel Umtiti scored the only goal of the game in the 51st minute. Now France will face either England or Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. Those two teams will meet today for the opportunity to be the other team in that final. It's England's first time playing in a semifinal since 1990 when they lost to West Germany in a shootout. The game is set to begin at 1 p.m. this afternoon on Fox. In NFL news on Tuesday, Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy was accused of beating his ex-girlfriend, his son, his dog, and of using illegal steroids. An unidentified Instagram user who says she's friends with McCoy's ex-girlfriend Delisha Corden posted images of Corden with cuts and bruises on her face. The woman made the allegations and said that McCoy was responsible for Corden's injuries. While McCoy has not been charged, Georgia police are investigating a home invasion that occurred yesterday at McCoy's home in Milton, Georgia. The estranged girlfriend has been living in that home and was allegedly beaten and robbed of her jewelry. McCoy's been in training in Miami this summer. He denied accusations that he was responsible for the injuries and said he has not had direct contact with Corden in months. Attorneys for Corden released a statement to multiple media outlets yesterday saying that she was sleeping in the home when a male assailant entered the house early Tuesday and demanded specific items of jewelry that she had been given by McCoy. ESPN reports that court records show McCoy has been attempting since last July to evict Corden from the home. The NFL said in a statement that it is reviewing the matter, and the Buffalo Bills released a statement saying they were in contact with McCoy and the NFL and continued to gather information. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Right, and any story, kids, that involves Dalton telling you the last time something happened when that team played West Germany?
Yeah.
Well, it was a 1989 or whatever, reunification day, 88, something like that. So it's been a while.
This is Derek Williams. I know both candidates running for district court judge better than most anyone. And to me, the choice is clear. George Zogby has quadrupled the experience, almost 26 years as a lawyer. George Zogby is the only candidate with a real plan to remove the repeat offenders off of our streets. That's why I'm asking everyone to take time out of their busy schedule to vote for George Zogby for district court judge on Tuesday, July 17th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center at Hillcrest and Neediest Road. They've got a new accident moving out of the roadway. Also an older one clearing at Schillinger and Woodland Hills Drive. If you're traveling across the Bayway from the Eastern Shore, so far it's been a good ride. No delays downtown for the tunnels. Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with new and used golf carts from Yamaha. And they also have those street legal carts from Star. Call 287-2547 for Car Doctor. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
725 FM Talk 1065 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. About 10 minutes away from Dr. Bill and a work week forecast and a look at the tropics. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Oh, so this is a continuation of a story we talked about in the first hour. We're going to give you a little more information because I love you that much.
All right.
Okay, so leaving a pet in a vehicle, we all know, not smart. And it may soon be against the law. If Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh has his way, he posted a message on Facebook on Sunday saying, a child can't fend for themselves in a situation like that, nor can a dog or cat. And so the legislation he's talking about drafting up would basically say you cannot leave an animal unattended under those circumstances. Marsh says the legislation he would want to propose would also protect those who attempt to save an animal by bashing out the window of a vehicle. The idea prompted by the recent arrest of 34-year-old Stephanie Thomas. She's the woman who left her dog, Sky, in a hot vehicle in a Walmart parking lot in Trussville for about 8 hours. She's been charged with aggravated cruelty to animals. Side note, for people who do that to animals, don't you think we should leave them in the vehicle for that many hours with zero air conditioning and see what they do?
You're going Old Testament on this, right?
I'm just asking for a friend, as the young people say.
I think they should have to go hands and knees on hot pavement, like the dogs do with their paws.
Ooh, and fry an egg. Okay,
yes.
So here's a little bit more information that I promised. Back in 2017, State Representative Chris England. He sponsored a Good Samaritan law that allowed civilians to break a car window if necessary to save a dog or cat without charges against them. The bill was proposed late in the session. Time ran out. England said he would be proposing the legislation in the next session as he did in 2017. Well, the same issue is now on Governor Kay Ivey's desk. Thanks to a petition that is circulating on change.org calling for the governor to change Alabama law. The petition has more than 45,000 signatures. Florida, Colorado, Louisiana, and Tennessee have Good Samaritan laws, which allows people to break the right to break into vehicles to save animals or children in need. And then there's this, the price of air conditioning, yes, skyrocketing, but you're not supposed to take another person's power. A Westmobile man is being charged with allegedly breaking into his neighbor's home on Sunday in order to swipe his electricity. 33-year-old Charles Pendergrass, according to police and court records, they say that he is accused of breaking into a property on Ziegler Boulevard and running an extension cord from his neighbor's laundry room into his own home. He's been charged with burglary, third, and has been released on a $3,000 bond. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 728 to FM Talk 106.5. I hate to be this person, but this is who I am. This is how God made me. With all deference to Senate Pro Tem Del Marsh, you know, Alabama does have this. I hate that I have to even say this before somebody texts. I'm disgusted by that story as well, what happened to the dog. Mm-hmm. But Alabama already has a cruelty to animals statute, pretty robust cruelty to animals. I mean, maybe not as robust as California or whatever, but it says specifically when you do something that would lead to physical injury or harm of the animal or death, infliction of inhumane treatment through gross physical abuse meant to cause the animal intensive prolonged pain, serious physical injury. This is the fine's like $3,000. You're subject to arrest. Mm-hmm. That's on that's codified already. That's law.
Okay.
You mentioned this earlier law, the Good Samaritan law, that mm-hmm. I think is good. If you would witness a situation where a dog was trapped inside or a cat trapped inside mm-hmm. of the vehicle, you could break the window
and
out.
And not be charged.
Of course, I think that's going to lead to lots of our smash and grab folks out there. They're going to go grab themselves a peek-a-poo or a Lhasa Apso or something like that and carry it in their jacket. They're going to knock out a window. And if the cops roll up, they'll say, oh, look, I just got Sparky, the dog, out of the car.
I didn't even think of that.
But what I'm getting at is, and Del Marsh is probably doing this because he has constituents have said something. It's in his heart. I don't know what's in the man.
Someone spoke to him and complained about what happened in that Walmart parking lot.
Yes, and it's a sad situation. But quite often, whether it's like when all the anti-texting laws went into effect, mm-hmm. texting while driving, when we already had distracted driving laws on the books, this one is already covered in state law. So it's like more law on top of law because it's a way to sometimes get attention for politicians. So I want to point out, it's not like Alabama does not have a law about cruelty to animals.
Well, how are we in, how about this though? Is that law being enforced?
Well, then you enforce it instead of making a new law.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often, whether it's a national discussion of guns or it's a discussion of animal cruelty or whatever, people say, well, there should be a law. Well, yeah, there needs to be a law, and it's usually already on the books. All right. Coming right back. We got to jump here. Dr. Bill joins us next.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Trump is in Brussels to meet with NATO leaders.
President Trump came out swinging at the breakfast this morning when the president sat down only minutes into his first event here in Brussels when he started airing his complaints about defense spending.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. Well, tomorrow the president visits London for meetings with Prime Minister Theresa May and Queen Elizabeth. More than 50,000 Brits have signed up to demonstrate against Trump. The trade war between the Trump administration and China just got hotter.
Last week, the U.S. slapped tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese goods. That was punishment for China stealing U.S. trade secrets. President Trump threatened to hit another $200 billion if China retaliated. China did. Now here you've got this new list.
Correspondent Christine Romans. The team that rescued the boys' soccer team from a watery cave in Thailand say falling oxygen levels inside the cave is the reason they speeded up their rescue schedule. And while the boys are basically in good health, they'll stay in the hospital another 7 to 10 days. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Senator Sherrod Brown and Elizabeth Warren are demanding details about the Fed's unusual treatment of Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley in recent stress tests. The Democratic lawmakers are seeking information about the Fed's communications with the banks as well as State Street. All three were given conditional non-objections to their capital return plans, despite the Fed's finding that their planned dividends and buybacks would push capital levels under required thresholds in a simulated crisis. Business groups and labor unions are lining up on opposing sides of the pitch battle shaping up over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, whose approach to the law is widely seen as business-friendly. Kavanaugh's rulings and written dissents generally convey skepticism toward government regulatory and consumer protection efforts, positions that tend to enjoy broad support among business organizations. He's also usually sided with employers in labor law cases. On Wall Street, futures broadly lower. And that's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, this is where you put the local forecast on cruise control this time of year when we get into this pattern?
It could be done, yes.
So today is going to be a lot like yesterday, I'm guessing?
That's right. And we have a few afternoon thunderstorms and up around 92, 93 degrees for this afternoon. Got to 93 yesterday. And the normal high is 91, so we're just about at what we would expect this time of the year. Tonight, the skies will become mostly clear. We'll see a low of about 75. And then tomorrow, another day with plenty of sunshine and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. High tomorrow, again, up around 92 to 93 degrees. Looking ahead to Friday, again, mostly sunny. A few afternoon thunderstorms in the low 90s. And the weekend, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And those high temperatures will be up into the lower 90s. And don't see any change for Monday and Tuesday.
All right, let's take a look at the tropics, Dr. Bill. What are you watching?
Well, of course, Chris is a hurricane now. It's moving away from the coast of the United States, which it never really touched the coast. It stayed well offshore. But it's headed northeast at 22 miles an hour, but winds are up to 105, so it's a Category 2 hurricane. It'll maintain some strength for another day or so as it moves out over the warm waters and then into the colder waters of the North Atlantic, where it'll dissipate early next week. The remnants of Beryl are now over the Bahamas, and there is a possibility that it could organize a bit as it moves to the north. And it'll follow a similar track to that of Chris and turn to the northeast and head out into the open waters of the North Atlantic. It's quiet across the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico, and out on the tropical Atlantic, we are looking at some thunderstorm activity way out near the African coast. Nothing organized there, and so right now we're looking good across most of the Caribbean and, of course, the Gulf of Mexico.
That's good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Obviously, stay tuned for your forecast 24/7, but all hurricane season long, the man with a PhD in forecasting tropical weather. All right, I mentioned the story earlier. Let me land the plane on this one, or at least park the car. Guy in Florida, Florida man here, was pulled
your plane
over.
Effect,
yeah, there you go.
Dalton knows it better.
Was that a Cessna Skylane? A guy in Florida pulled over for drunk driving a few weeks ago, but he said he was not drunk driving. Y'all,
I believe him
because he was only taking swigs out of his bottle of Jim Beam when he was stopped at a stop sign.
Oh, well, that's an innocent man, said no one ever.
Unfortunately for him, that's not actually how the law works. So, if y'all are following along here, let's talk. The guy must have thought he had found the best loophole ever for a DUI stop. 69-year-old Earl Stevens from Vero Beach, Florida.
Wait. This is someone's grandfather.
69-year-old. I don't know if anybody.
Or great grandfather.
I don't know if he procreated or
could
not.
Be.
But Earl Stevens from Vero Beach, Florida, got pulled over for drunk driving after his car kept lightly tapping the woman's car in front of him a McDonald's drive-thru.
It's not bumper cards.
That's called the Euro bump.
It's going to be start on Euro stuff. So they thought maybe this was a sign that he was, you know, needed to be checked out because he's bumping the car in front of him at the drive-thru.
That's a tell.
Yeah, the officers caught up with him, pulled him over, and he said, I'm not drunk driving. No, he said he was not drunk driving because he was only taking swigs out of his bottle when he was stopped at stop signs. He was only drinking when he was stopped. I think he confused, like, texting while driving, you know, with drinking while driving. Yeah, the lingering effects of texting, not nearly as much as the lingering effects of Jim Beam.
Well, he gave it his shot. If only we would have known this story yesterday so we could have asked Sheriff Sam Cochran while he was in studio whether this guy actually had found a loophole or if it's still illegal to drink while you're stopped.
Or maybe we should introduce him to the booby trap man. You know, the one who said that there was explosives wrapped around.
Yeah, it turned out to be fireworks.
Right.
Well, they are explosives. All right. 740 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
Hey, Mr. World here in my old middle school gymnasium. I'm just trying to avoid eyeglasses enemy number one. Dodgeballs. It's a good thing Eyeglass World has that back-to-school deal where your kids can get more durable lenses for free. Yeah! Take that, Dodgeball!
Get two pairs of glasses for $78 and a free upgrade to more durable polycarbonate lenses for kids 13 and under at Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. See a store associate for details.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still working an accident without injuries at Schillinger Road by Woodland Hills Drive. Also, they've got the one there at Hillcrest and Nevis with injuries. Two silver cars right off the side of the road. Traveling across the Bayway, so far it looks good coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fork. No major backups or delays on the Eastern Shore. Market in the Park is back running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fork Boulevard, Spanish Fork, 36527.
Dr. David Northcutt, remember him? Convicted by the state of Alabama for fraudulent communications, has another secret he doesn't want you to know. Why has Northcutt poured more than $100,000 of his personal money into his campaign for Senate? For the last 6 years, David Northcutt has been in Montgomery lobbying to change the law so he can use lower-paid, less-trained employees to do medical procedures, allowing him to work less and make more money. The Alabama Dental Association and more than 1,000 dentists opposed Northcutt. Even Alabama's lawmakers wouldn't fall for Northcutt's trickery, and they rejected the changes. Now Northcutt wants you to elect him to the state Senate so he can change the law and make more money in his dental practice. Folks, Montgomery has enough ethically challenged people. We sure don't need to send him another.
All right. 7:41, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, my friend. We're talking about the friendly skies being a big boost for the city of Mobile. JetBlue has purchased the first Airbus jetliner made right here in the port city and expects to add even more to their family of jets, to the tune of 60 jets. I should have asked for music from the Jets. What Sharks and Jets? Is it West Side Story?
The Jet. Well, you think about it, not the Jets, not the Samoan supergroup, the Jets. Sorry.
No. See, when you're thinking, a Jet, you're a Jet, you know.
I was thinking Benny and the Jets.
Okay, or a big old jet airliner.
I'm just saying. Just putting it out there.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to read the story slowly so maybe you can find it for me.
Yeah.
So JetBlue has purchased the first Airbus jetliner, of course, like I said, made right here in the port city. Tuesday morning, Airbus announced the jets will be built in coordination with Bombardier and will have a new name, the Airbus A220 series. Airbus has confirmed that, yes, JetBlue has signed a commitment for 60 A220-300 jets. And many of those jets will be built right here in Mobile. You see, a Bombardier designed and developed the C-Series in Canada, and both Airbus and Bombardier have said that they plan to build a new assembly line here in Mobile next to the existing line for the A320 family of Airbus jets. Airbus has indicated they want to break ground by year's end and begin production in 2020. And in addition to the call for 60 A220s, JetBlue has also upgraded, they say, 25 orders for Airbus A320neo jets to the larger A321neo. And in case you missed it, soon you'll have to say goodbye to those single-use plastic straws when you order your favorite Starbucks drink. In an effort to be better for the environment, the coffee giant says that they're going to eliminate single-use plastic straws from all of their locations within 2 years, which will make them the largest food and beverage company to make such a move. Now, last week, Seattle banned plastic drinking straws and utensils, which of course is the headquarters for Starbucks. By 2020, straws made from biodegradable materials such as paper will be your choice, or you can order a drink with those specially designed lids that look like sippy cups. I like that drink, actually. And earlier this year in February, Dunkin' Donuts said that they would eliminate those foam cups, those those white foam cups from their stores by 2020. McDonald's has chimed in saying that they would switch to paper straws in the UK and Ireland by next year and test alternatives to plastic straws in some of their U.S. locations. One more thing I want to tell you. Okay, plastic drinking straws, they make up only about 4% of plastic trash.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because that'll fix it. Yeah, that'll fix it.
But straws add up to about 2,000 tons of the nearly 9 million tons of plastic waste that end up in our waterways worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did you just say that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just bringing you the news. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, good thing. I'm on board. I'm a pretty green kind of guy,
yeah.
So anything that keeps the environment looking better. But on my triage list, keeping the sewage and the mercury out of the water would be like higher up on the list than the straws. I'm just saying. All right, 7:45, FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during the Ram Summer Clearance Event, get $8,750 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, shop more great deals on powerful Ram trucks, and check out Ram 1500's groundbreaking towing and payload capacities. And right now, get $8,750 in total values on the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Whether it's your family, a job, or a cause, your dedication goes beyond what's expected. And when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer today and hurry into the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Class based on light-duty pickups. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers when financed through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 7/31/18. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It'll be at least three more weeks before the city council votes on funding for the University of South Alabama to build an on-campus football stadium. Tuesday, Mobile City Councilman LaVon Manzi said he set up a public meeting July 23rd at Williamson High School to discuss Ladd People's Stadium's role in the matter. USA President Tony Waltrip is expected to be there to answer questions. South wants the city to commit $10 million to help build the new stadium. After about 8 weeks of playing catch-up, the city of Mobile says it's now back on schedule with its trash pickup. It's been delayed by bad weather, holidays, and a shortage of workers. The city last week held a job fair to hire more public works employees. Public Service Director John Peavy says he expects the city to stay on schedule from here on out. Two Northwest Florida teenagers have been indicted on felony murder charges. 16-year-old Vincent Winchester and 17-year-old Kalijah Watson are accused in the death of 18-year-old Abel Kane. He was shot several times. Kane was pronounced dead at the hospital. That shooting happened last month at Oakwood Terrace Apartments in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough-on-crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
750 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And you're always talking my language with vehicles, but you're speaking my dialect of language this morning. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And, this is one of these things I'm torn. I want folks to know about this truck, but at the same time, I would like to get down there and buy it before they do. What's new on the lot at LCM?
We have a 2006 Toyota Tacoma extended cab four-wheel drive, which is hard to find. It's a four-cylinder, five speeds, which everybody wants. It's only got 130,000 miles, got a tonneau cover on it. And, I mean, it looks like it's new.
Man, I love those vehicles. And you'll have a great sense. You know what we want before we even show up at LCM. I'm not trying to age you here, Larry, but you've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I've done it a few years, yes.
Let's talk about coming down to check out that Tacoma or any of the other inventory at LCM. How do we find you?
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby, check it in from LCM. Y'all, please stay away from my truck. Please stay away from my truck. I need to get down there, but I don't get off the air till 9. All right, time for sports. Here's Dalton.
Thank you, Sean. 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. University of Alabama head coach Nick Saban announced Tuesday that junior linebacker Terrell Lewis suffered a torn ACL in training last week. Saban said that Lewis underwent surgery on the tear yesterday and that it's unknown how long he's expected to be out. Lewis had a tough run over the last year. Last season, he missed 10 games after suffering a torn ligament in Alabama's season-opening win against Florida State. Later yesterday on Twitter, Lewis announced that his surgery did go well. In the World Cup on Tuesday, France beat Belgium 1-0 and will play in the World Cup final for the first time since 2006.
France, for the third time, reached the final. There is the final whistle. France has punched the first ticket to Sunday's World Cup final.
France's Samuel Umtiti scored the only goal of the game in the 51st minute. Now France will face either England or Croatia in the World Cup final on Sunday. England and Croatia will meet today for the opportunity to be that other team in the final. It's England's first time playing in the semifinal since 1990 when they lost to West Germany in a shootout. The game is set to begin at 1 p.m. this afternoon on Fox. 7:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident still clearing at Schillinger Road North at Woodland Hills Drive. Also, Hillcrest and Nevis. Two vehicles got involved there with injuries. A nice ride so far from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65. And still no major backups downtown for the tunnels that across the Bayway. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Abama Flooring now on Highway 59 in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters with quicker installation times, too, at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
7:56, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore. He joins us just about 10 minutes from right now to talk more about President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court, plus the president talking about Germany, talking about NATO, talking about people paying their fair share, as in the members of NATO. You know, Dalton, you and I were talking about this during the news break. I think that is stateside something that if you polled would be pretty darn popular in a bipartisan manner. The idea that, you know, they got money.
Mm-hmm.
They got money. They can pay their bills, too.
Do you think it would be popular, the stance he's taken or what he's saying or both?
Once again, I think the way he's said it has been ham-fisted at best. But the idea that the members of NATO, you know, we're not there to, it's a group, it's an alliance, right?
Right.
It's a North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and we're supposed to protect you, you're supposed to protect us. We're
you
all
have
putting
our
money,
back, we have your back.
Yeah, even though, you know, we got their back more, we got a bigger back. Yeah, I'll just put it that way. But anyway, we got, you know, have to write bigger checks on that. I'll talk about that with Jeff when we return. And plus, I promise I will get to this game show that is proposing as a no money, no prizes, no Rice-A-Roni, no year supply Rice-A-Roni.
The San Francisco treat?
Yeah, I know it's delicious, but this would pay off your student loan if you won this game show. Yeah, kids on parents' couches everywhere. Listen up, there's a game coming.